Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 25th April 2022. Top stories for today. Petaling Jaya MP Maria Chin Abdullah has been sentenced by the Kuala Lumpur Sharia Court today to 7 days in jail for contempt of court. The charges is connected to a 2018 incident where Maria had called on authorities to correct injustices against Muslim women. Shari Judge Muhammad Fauzi Mokhtar said the title used by Maria in her article has insulted the Islamic judicial system and given a bad impression of the institution of the Sharia court to the public. Bukit Aman Narcotics Criminal Investigation Department Director Dato' Ayub Khan Maidin Pichai said today that police have already identified the officer from the Narcotics Department who broadcasted a recent raid live on her TikTok account. Ayub Khan said the act is against the police force's code of conduct and that appropriate action will be taken against the female officer. Malaysia reported a total of 4,006 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah earlier today said the number of recovered cases recorded was 10,223. Meanwhile, Dr. Noor Hisham said one new cluster was identified on Sunday as well, taking the total number of active clusters to 97. On the international front, Beijing is racing to trace a COVID-19 outbreak that may have been spreading in the capital for a week, raising more stringent restrictions that could soon be implemented in line with other Chinese cities. Xiaoyang, one of the city's largest districts, announced that it would launch 3 rounds of mass testing to about 3.5 million residents, including those who work and live in the district. Efforts to find survivors continue as Japanese rescuers today confirmed the death of a child in a weekend sightseeing boat accident, raising the death toll to at least 11. The Kazu 1 was carrying 24 passengers, sent a distress signal on Saturday afternoon as it began to take on water in the chilly waters of Japan's northern Hokkaido island. U.S. diplomats will start returning to Ukraine this week, first to the western city of Lviv and then to the capital, Kyiv. According to senior U.S. officials, the United States is also providing further foreign military financing to Ukraine to help the country obtain more advanced weapons and air defense systems to fend off Russian attacks. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit asrawani.com for more on these stories.